I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
It's happening. Christmas episode, Bullseye Podcast. Josh Shores, Peter Rader, Brian Brummett. Let's go.
It's Christmas. Merry time. Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
You missed your Merry Christmas cue. You had one job, Brian. One job.
I just like the happy birthday.
Yeah. Brian's part of the war on Christmas.
Well, that's Frosty's birthday. Also,
wait, what is? What's Frosty's birthday?
Isn't Christmas Frosty's birthday?
No, it's Jesus' birthday.
Also.
Frosty came to life that day.
That day, yeah.
So technically,
he wasn't birthed, but he was made.
He was rolled up.
His magic hat was placed upon his head.
Yeah.
They rolled him up first, though, right? Yeah, they had to put the hat on. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Well, then, like, I knew that, but then when you start talking, I started, just everything in me said, oh, no, that's wrong.
And Josh is like, he doesn't know what Christmas is about.
Well, and then with the Frosty thing, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, did they just, you know, did they just have this hat and they put it on a random snowman and he came to life? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, they...
So day. If you put that hat on any other snowman, would Frosty come out or would it be like Joe the Snowman?
I don't know,
but Joe the Snowman sounds like a quality like spin-off
it also,
movie.
It also sounds like a perfect role for Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
Because he would definitely play Joe the Snowman.
Well, he already played Bad Santa.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm sure. I don't think he's doing many films these days. He may need to get back in.
I don't know.
Well, we've got an idea for him. Yeah. Joe the Snowman.
If that happens, we're going to get so many royalties for that.
Oh, I agree. It could be the next big thing.
Well, since Spielberg's listening to this, then, right. You know.
Yeah. Him and Dolly are going to get together and make it happen.
We've not made it that far yet, but I like your ambition.
Appalachian Frosty. Joe the Snowman.
Joe the Snowman.
Well, we're going to talk about Christmas today because Christmas should be just a few days away if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Right?
Four or five. This will be the last one before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, we always have to do some finger math really quick to make sure when it's going to be actually.
Well, since you made me wear shoes, I'm not going to be able to do toe math.
That's fine. You can use my hands.
Don't make Peter count past 10.
You can they make calculators for.
You can use my fingers.
All my teachers lied to me that we wouldn't have calculators at our dispense.
Right? Idiots. Yeah, these teachers.
They
so
did
dumb.
Not think of technology when they were telling us all this.
But how ironic is it now that we're getting so advanced, we probably won't even need teachers because the computer will just teach us.
See, I was always told that I would have to learn cursive because that was going to be an important part of my adult life, and I don't know when the last time I used cursive was.
Henry has not been taught cursive in school at all.
And so I think that's okay.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Nolan's doing cursive.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah, Henry has never had a class in it.
It's just not that important.
It's amazing how, like, 25 miles down the road, my son's getting much better education.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
sorry,
says about I his just... future boss.
Or you're behind the times.
Yeah. Or we're behind. Yeah. We're still riding.
Maybe they're learning something useful.
We're still riding old English. Well, let's talk about Christmas. I'm excited. This is fun. I'm guessing that everyone recognized Charlie Brown and Linus in the beginning, right? Classic.
Great Christmas special.
Yeah. I always really enjoyed Charlie Brown growing up and always liked that little piece that Linus did, reading the Christmas story. I think that's kind of cool. So that's just has a little personal touch there. A little aww moment.
Now, we did have somebody come up and tell us that we were wrong about the best Christmas movies.
We did, yes.
Yes.
They were nicer than that.
Yeah, they were so much more nice than we were internally. But, yeah, Tracy had sent us an email saying that Miracle on 34th Street was probably the best movie of all time, Christmas-wise. Which I don't know that I could see someone saying that. It's a good movie. It's a classic.
I think, that's also, maybe a little bit generational. The story is wonderful. It's it's very heartfelt. But it's obviously pre-CGI things and stuff like that. But it really does hit the feels of Christmas. Yeah. And that's a good one. They've done three or four versions of it.
Right.
He also
gave a shout out to Jim Carrey in The Grinch,
which is great.
So yeah, I agreed that, I wrote back saying that Jim Carrey did an amazing job in The Grinch, but I'm old school Grinch. I like the cartoon. A little fun fact about me: I was in a play when I was in elementary school. Because I'm so talented.
No. Use tree number three.
No, thank you. I was
stood behind the tree.
I was narrator number one.
Oh.
Ooh. Is there two narrators in it?
So that's where the silky smooth voice came from.
Every Who down in Whoville like Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
And everybody would say did not with me. It was really cute.
You're just bragging about how cute you were.
Have you seen the newer Grinch with Benedict Cumberbatch plays the Grinch?
No.
It's good.
I don't even.
It's animated. It's really good.
Cumberbatch is good in everything he does.
Yeah.
Well, I shared the Charlie Brown thing just about what Christmas truly is. Because I knew that we were going to roll into some ridiculousness of what Christmas really isn't, but it is.
So, it's the balance.
It's the balance.
The yin to the yang.
We've got a slew of, what would you call these?
Interesting tidbits.
Interesting tidbits.
Sounds like a cat food brand. Let me go get my...
Joe the Snowman gets it for his cat.
I'd hate to market for that.
Yeah.
Try interesting tidbits.
That's right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a cat food brand.
It works.
I'm having potential copyright on so many things that I'm starting right here. But interesting tidbits involving Christmas... these are really fun, but Brian, why don't you get us started with this one?
So I think one of my favorites on here is 46% of people have lied about liking a gift. So if some, aunt gives you a gift and you're just like, oh yeah, this is awesome, and you go home and you just trash it.
Well, I don't ever trash it.
That's 46% of people. So to me, that means 54% of people lied during the survey.
or there's another possibility here. They just flat out told you that that gift was awful.
Awful? Yeah, you didn't lie about it.
Oh,
you didn't lie.
I couldn't do that.
Here's your gift. Oh, God, this is awful.
Oh, it's great. The Salvation Army will love this.
Have you recently had to lie about liking a gift, Brian?
No, not really. I've actually, this was like the least Christmassy thing ever. I'm starting to work in everybody in my family saying, don't give me gifts, and I won't give you anything, and we'll just spend time together.
We actively train our children to lie about gifts.
Yeah, there you so go. So you're essentially saying as you get older, you get cheap.
I'm cheap. cheap.
I like the little churchy spin you put on it, though. Like, we want to spend time together.
Yeah, and you know, Tom.
We want to have, you know, community events. And you just don't want to buy things.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. And when people give you gifts and you're like, I guess I'm going to have to get them something, too.
All right, well, we got that one. Shoot us another one.
All right, let's see here. Oh, I like this one. The average wage. What would you guess? The average wage of a mall Santa.
Mm.
Santa's helpers who communicate directly with Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Now,
that's,
I would.
That's a rough
there's,
gig.
There's a, you know, I'm sure there's an average, but there's highs and lows. So the lower paid ones, do they get to just talk to elves? Or do all of them get to talk straight to Santa?
I think if you wear the red suit,
gotcha.
You have a direct line.
Open this, communication.
To the Santa hotline,
okay.
And then his secretary screens those calls. Because you could be like the one from Home Alone that, you know, gives Kevin a tic-tac. And it was like, Santa's little, you know, buddy.
I remember that. And he was like, yo, you can't leave from seeing Santa without something.
Yep.
And he's like digging through his pockets.
His elf had to like arrive from her boyfriend. Yeah. So
you would have to pay me a lot to be a mall Santa.
I don't know. Let's. What is it?
$30 is the average per hour.
Oof.
Now, if you are one of the, like, you have your own beard, you're a premium, like, Santa helper.
You talk to Santa on every Saturday.
Right. You're in the parades. Everybody knows, you know, like, you're Santa all year round, even when you're not Santa.
Mm-hmm.
$100 an hour.
Dang.
That's not bad. Of course, you figure you don't get a whole lot of hours off of it for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the elite ones might.
$30 an hour. That's not an easy gig, though. I know what you're thinking. It's like, oh, I just sit there. No, it's not an easy gig.
You have to interact with children. You're going to get sick.
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna take up for Mall Santa here. You know, $30 an hour sounds like he's grossly underpaid.
Yeah.
And I feel like instead of worrying about teachers being grossly underpaid, we need to be focused on Mall Santa.
I don't think this is an either-or situation.
That was a joke. For anyone listening, that was a joke.
Do you have any classic Santa pictures, like where your kid threw up on Santa, or, you know, they're holding him upside down?
I've got all of Nolan's, in progression every
right.
year, and he didn't really do. No, he was pretty in the early years. He would cry a lot, and but we would always find this little pocket of not crying to snap
right.
picture, get out of there, but. I don't have anything cool. I just have it. It's a neat progression of him aging.
I have a picture of me when I was younger, and it's one of my favorite pictures of Santa that he looked maybe like he was homeless. He didn't get paid $30 an hour.
He got like, paid with beef and cheese.
You can smell the bourbon from the picture. Like
memories.
So wait, it was your, like, your uncle or your cousin?
No, it's just,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, that's something we've never done. But, you know, you've got families who will have Santa come into their home, you know, and that's always been interesting to me.
I feel like that's
I wonder
a little
what
weird.
They get what they get paid, you know, but.
Well, we're here for you, Santa.
Yep.
Mall Santa. God, I always forget. Mall Santa. There's a difference.
Also a good movie potential. You know, we had Mall Cop. We had
Mall Santa.
Oh, what is his name? Kevin James can be Mall Santa. That'll be the follow-up.
He would be. So I'm gonna read one of these bad boys. But since I'm here with coworkers, I want to read this one. Only 14% of the people who responded, fewer than any other category, mind you, said that they plan to get a gift for a coworker.
And that's just one coworker. So
yes.
That's... There's probably a much lower amount that say they're not getting gifts for everybody. So it'd be like me coming in and being like, Josh, here's your gift.
Well,
Peter,
guys,
sorry, forgot about you.
Well,
this
now
year.
That we're here, I want to give all of you all a gift, but I'd rather just spend time with you.
Yeah. That's what Brian said he wanted.
Yeah.
Well, let's just sit in here and maybe watch some TV and spend time together.
How about
together.
This? Just don't give me a gift.
Well, here's the thing that sometimes can get awkward, too. It's like, once it becomes obligatory, like, hey, I'm giving, and this is kind of why we, you know, we don't inter-office birthday gift, right?
Right.
Because we just you know, lets the person have birthday, you know, day off. That's kind of our policy here. Kind of feel like Christmas is the same thing, because if you give me a $20 gift card to Starbucks and I give you a $20, you know, Amazon gift card, what have we really done? You know, except made it exclusive to where you can spend your money.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I'm in that group that, you know, we don't do gifts, you know, inter office here, but, you know, we try to have fun other ways.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of gifts, I'd be interested to see where you two fall on this line. It says 62% of Americans buy their gifts in the week before Christmas. Wow. 28% start shopping in November. You guys seem, well, Peter, I'd say your wife does all the shopping, so she probably does it early.
She does it early, but there's always, you know, the odds and ends.
Yeah.
I'm done. Like
right now, you're
right
done?
Right now I'm done, because, you know, the three boys, they each have to get Kate something, and mm-hmm. I've got to get Kate something. So I have been known to be very last minute. But the last thing was ordered today. So.
See, that's the thing, is ordering it helps me a lot.
Yeah.
So I can order it, and as long as I order in enough time for it to get here before Christmas, I'm solid.
Right.
It is hard. You know, we get out of here at 5.
Right.
And so normally I've got something to do. Like, I've got a basketball game to coach, you know, tonight for Ben, and we had one last night. And so there's always stuff going on, and it's like, okay, well, I need to go spend 3 hours in a mall. That doesn't work for me at all. So yeah, the advent of Amazon having everything and things shipping quickly, it used to be like you needed to order in right. October, November yeah. to get it by Christmas. Now you can order, you know, I think you still got a couple of days left and you can order it for Christmas.
Still get it before Christmas.
Yeah, well, I mean, it says it, another one here, it says 60% of people, you know, prefer to shop online.
Online, yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. And 51% of shoppers, this one's hilarious, 51% of shoppers while shopping for other people also get themselves something.
Well, yeah.
You got to reward yourself for going out and spending money on other people.
It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas special. It's like, what's the true meaning of Christmas? Money. It's like, what do you need money for? To buy a present. For who? Himself. You know, he just butchered that whole thing.
But this can go, it can go too far, too. This one's not as much fun, but 22% of Americans believe that their Christmas spending will leave them in debt.
Oh, my God.
I can believe it.
I can,
you know,
believe
especially
it.
Parents, you know, because you want your kids to have
yeah.
a good Christmas. And you know that they're going to go to school the next day and talk about, or not the next day, but when they get back, hey, yeah. what or their friends in the neighborhood, what'd you get for Christmas? And you don't want, you know, them to feel, you know, parents are really good at, we'll take the hit, yeah. you know, so that yeah. you can do it. So it's a shame that people do feel like they're going into debt.
It's a shame that we force everybody to the obligatory. If I want to give you a gift, I'm going to get you a gift. It doesn't need to be because it's Christmas or because it's your birthday.
Or because Hallmark tells you to.
Or because Hallmark tells you to.
Valentine's Day, I'm looking at you.
Well, one way to avoid that would be to sell some of your possessions, because evidently a little over 14% of Americans say they sell their possessions to fund their Christmas spending.
Well, it probably helps if you're getting gifts to make room for them.
Okay, so we're probably thinking like pawn shops.
Yeah. Like Facebook Marketplace,
yeah.
which I'm addicted to, by the way.
I wonder if re-gifting falls into that category.
Mm. Hmm. But then, well, let's put a positive spin on this, right? So if they're selling things to free up money, let's be positive and say it's junk, stuff they need to get rid of.
Out of the attic.
Like, yeah. Just stuff that's in the way. It's not like they're going and like selling their car.
They've been meaning to do it for a while.
Right.
And this is just the catalyst they need.
That seems like a responsible thing to do.
We're not saying Gift of the Magi, the worst thing ever, where they each sell their own like favorite possession to give each other something.
I don't know what you just said.
Oh, my God. The Gift of the Magi story. They've done it in a whole bunch of different ways. But it's basically a couple. And like one, it's always a husband and a wife or something of that equivalent, and they sell their prized possession to give the other one the Christmas gift they think they want. And then it normally ends up is like whatever they get, they needed what they sold to make it, you know, be special. And they love each other so much. It's the worst thing.
And there's a 46% chance that one of them at least doesn't like it.
Right.
Okay, random other question. Have you either of you all seen It's a Wonderful Life?
I have. It's not my favorite Christmas movie.
I would imagine it's not going... We have to go with the part of the chamber to see the play.
It?
No. We're watching the play tonight.
Yeah, Barter.
Okay. Gregory Peck played the lead character in the main one. It's a classic. It's one that I was forced to watch as a kid too many times because my mom loved it. And it was like, we're sitting down and watching It's a Wonderful Life because that way you'll know that, you know.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life, and you're more fortunate than you think you are.
So I'm going to leave feeling a little guilty.
Yeah.
I love a good depression.
Yeah.
I'm like any Western American. I love a good depression.
I think there's a run on the bank in it. So, you know, you've got.
Oh, that's
cool. You know, at least some financial stuff.
That'll give me and Lacey something to talk about on the ride back from having.
She will love it. I avoided that movie for a while. Now, it's one of Kay's mom's favorite movies. She'll always watch it.
Well, let's keep chucking along.
Well, let's stick with the movie thing.
Yeah. Read that one, Peter. Okay.
So, Jim Carrey starred in the most expensive Christmas movie ever. Which one?
He's only done one, right?
Well, he did The Grinch.
The Grinch. And then what's a Christmas movie? Is that right?
It is not The Grinch. So we've got...
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura 2, The Christmas Special.
I don't know.
They
I
did
really...
an Ace Ventura 2.
They
so
did. They, well, yeah. Three's the Christmas
three's
Special.
The Christmas Special.
Wait, you all don't watch Ace Ventura 2 on Christmas? Rhino scene and everything? Come on, guys.
So it's actually the CGI version of A Christmas Carol. And they spent $200 million making it. I mean, that's a big budget. You know, as that was early CGI, so, you know, I imagine CGI has become a lot less expensive.
And the cast in that one.
Yeah, solid movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
You would think that if we're shooting another rocket into space to go around the moon, that we could fund some CGI folks.
They're back now.
They came back safely.
Yeah, they came back.
But that's more than the original Iron Man movie. You know, so it's a number.
Which also had some CGI.
Yeah. Now, talk about CGI, and I know it's not Christmas, but it's Christmas movie weekends. Avatar 2 comes out this weekend on Friday, you know, that was promised to us over a decade ago. And they're saying it needs $2 billion in worldwide revenue to
break even. You know, I liked Avatar 1. I saw it in theaters, and then I was like, that was good, and I've never thought about it or watched
it again.
It
looked scary. I don't like them little blue people.
It's not
scary. They're not little.
Well, you know what I mean.
He's getting Smurfs mixed up again, Josh.
That's Papa Avatar.
That's Papa Avatar.
No, but it's a good movie. The boys like it. You know, we're going to go see it. It's not scary. It's just a good old-fashioned action flick.
I think the...
You mean like eerie?
They just look like creepy to me. I don't know what it is. Anyways, they're not listening.
They're not one of our listeners.
Alien phobic.
So, talking about things that scare me, let's talk about the women for a minute.
Yes.
And I want to know, I want people to email us at connect@afiadvisors.com. And women, I want you to tell me this. Is it true that 47 and some change percent of you want to get jewelry for Christmas? I need to know. We are three dudes sitting at a table.
And even though you're going to be hearing this on Tuesday before Christmas, we need your answers quickly.
So we know what to do. Because we're going to fall into that.
Because we're going to be at the Walmart on Christmas
that
Eve.
62%.
Pause this podcast and call us, please.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I mean, maybe, right? Maybe. I mean, I know that jewelry is always a thing.
I'm really skewed just because Kate doesn't like, you know, as many things. And she's very particular about what she does like. So we normally, like, I don't have the confidence in my selection skills for her not to know about it. So, like, if we've talked about it and you're like, I want that for Christmas. I'm like, okay, good deal.
Good. You know, mark it down.
Mark it down. But yeah, jewelry, it's tough. You know, I've gone, you know.
It's so personalized, and sometimes they want to match it with different other jewelries, and if it doesn't look right, it's just, And that was the extent of my knowledge.
Does a ring pop count? Can I get away with that?
I thought all women just wanted Lululemon now.
That seems to be high on the
which
list.
Which is probably more expensive than some jewelry.
Well, I was going to say the ring pop would probably explain that Americans spend an average of $123 on their spouse for Christmas. You can get like a necklace for that probably.
Yeah, no.
You can definitely get a slew of ring pops.
You can. Well, I mean, you can get some stuff. It just depends on how fancy you want to go.
Yeah.
And you know, there's stuff that doesn't have diamonds in it and stuff like that.
You can buy a pair of Lululemon pants for $100.
Get earrings. Those kind
of
jewelry.
I think that falls in jewelry. The jewelry category.
But yeah, I could see that being. I wonder where it ranks though. I don't think we have this, where jewelry would rank in the hierarchy of what they would want.
I want to say it was first, and third was gift cards, but I can't remember what second was.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like Family Feud,
Yeah. We're going to have to rely on some...
Clothes would maybe be up there.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because 32% of men say they want clothes for Christmas, and... Over half of men say that they do get them for Christmas.
We get pigeonholed a little bit. I always, got my dad a tie for Christmas.
I was going to say, ties are kind of cool for me.
Yeah, I think, although, we don't wear them very often anymore, but, we still sneak them in.
I try to have them with me.
Yeah, I don't mind. This is two parts of my brain here. I enjoy getting clothes for Christmas, but it also stresses me and gives me a lot of anxiety because I'm incredibly picky about what
I want. I was
going to
say, I could see you being really picky about
clothes. So it's like, I do want them, but I don't want you to get them. Just let me get them.
Just give me the money.
If I do it, normally I'll be like, here's the gift receipt. It won't hurt my feelings if you pick something else out. But I wanted you to know that I thought about you and I thought that this would be good.
That's a classy way to handle it.
And that we thought you were a small.
Always shoot under.
Always shoot under.
For those of you who are not in relationships, shoot
Always
under.
Shoot under.
You may be right. I have no idea because every brand is different. And so just shoot under.
Yeah. You've met my wife. How would I go about doing that?
Child
like,
section.
He's like 90 pounds.
Child section. Well, I got you a gift card to the children's place.
Here's Toys R Us.
Oh, they're knocking down the Toys R Us in Johnson City.
I saw that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Memories are going away.
Why would they do that? What are they going to put there? I swear to God, if they build an electric cowboy, I'm going to be so mad.
I stopped giving them my allowance around 15 years old.
Oh,
no,
that's true. Yeah. Dang.
I mean, they had the Babies R Us connected to it, so that was like the only baby store in the area when we had the boys. It's sad to see it down. I saw on the social media stuff, though, there was a number of people who were like, hey, I want the letters. How can I get the T?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want the R, though. I think it was backwards.
Yeah.
It was. That wouldn't want that.
That was the most iconic letter. Wait, are you being funny?
That was hilarious.
He's so sly with his little comments. We're almost out of these, but there's a couple more I do want to read. I think that 49% of U.S. citizens do not spend any money on Christmas decorations.
I'd fall into that group.
Yeah.
I haven't spent any on.
I'm assuming that decorations is a bit of a broad term for like outside decorations, Christmas tree,
trees,
inside.
Yeah.
We spend money on them. We haven't this year as much just because our yard's destroyed with stuff.
Well, I was going to ask if you all were the family that like went to Lowe's and bought every single blow up they had.
I would love to do that. We've got a couple people in our neighborhood who do that, but no, we normally have a blow up, out there, but this year it's not working.
I thought this year was going to be awesome. My street on Halloween went all out. We're talking like those 12-foot skeletons and everything. Christmas comes around and there's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, think, let me.
They just spent all their money on a giant skeleton.
Do you think that inflatables in a neighborhood, like the more you have, the bigger they are, it's kind of like a flex?
I could see that.
Like you're trying to just say, we're better than you because.
Yeah.
Neighborhood flex. I can see that. Neighborhood flex.
Neighborhood flex. Now, the question will be, too, how long do you leave them up?
Oh, gosh.
Because you got people who go way into January, February.
I think be lazy the week after Christmas. You deserve it, probably.
There you go.
End of an entire year.
Then take the ornaments off and just hang out with a palm tree.
Well, and then, you know, like, once we roll the calendar over, get your stuff up.
Yeah, I can see that. Although, I will say, we were guilty of leaving up the Halloween dragon for 3 years. So, you know, it was Turkey the Dragon. He had to stay around.
For 3 years? Whoa.
Yeah, until neighborhood kids slashed him.
Turkey,
oh my God,
the dragon? Turkey.
So, yeah, Turkey the Dragon. So my kids named the inflatable, and Ian was little. He had to have been four. So we blow this thing up right before Halloween, and we're like, well, what's his name? Ian goes, Turkey. Just flat
and you
out.
Can't argue and with that. Like, okay,
that's his name. So we actually went through three different Turkey the Dragons, and two of them were sliced by like a neighborhood kid. But like the mailman and like the FedEx people would be like, "Well, that's how I knew where your house was. Where's the dragon?" It became a thing.
Kids these days.
I know.
At least this probably wasn't the millennials this time.
Yeah. Ian also named one of our neighbors has a Frosty the Snowman type thing. He named it Captain Chowder. So Captain Chowder has to come out each year, too. Turkey and Captain Chowder. We got a little dragon called him Ham. You'd think I'm lying, but it's true.
I have a fish named Ham. You like how Josh wanted you to know it was not a millennial who slashed that? Like, he's, like, just trying to push off the blame as much as possible.
Man.
Well, I feel like we've been...
We'll take down that YouTube video of us doing that.
Go take it off right now. Well, let's finish this good here with some animal info, Brian.
Yeah. So if anybody was concerned that animals were not getting Christmas presents this year, no reason. 20% of people are buying presents for their gifts this year.
Are buying presents for their gifts
Sorry,
this year?
Presents for their presents for their pets this year. And it's not just a millennial thing. It's 20% pretty much across the board.
People spend money on their pets. They're their family in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So
we always give Cooper a gift.
Yeah, I give my dogs one. And, you know, no one, they don't lie about it. They will let you know if it's like a good gift or not.
Yeah. Animals are pretty good about that.
They'll like parade it around or just fight over the one that I gave the other.
Or hike their leg on it.
Yeah. I've been giving the dogs... each other's gifts because they'll just want them and they'll end up with the ones I wanted them to have anyway.
Brian, you're going to be such a good parent. That sounds like such sound theology that you just said. We just go ahead and swap them in the beginning.
Get them jealous of each other and then let them switch.
Well, that's about all we have here. That was really interesting. It was very fun. We've learned a lot. We know that Mall Santa's underpaid. Verdict's still out on the women in jewelry, so I hope people let us know about that. There were too many. There's a lot of interesting stuff. Brian found all this info, so Brian, thank you.
Yeah.
Brian fact-checked it, so if it's wrong,
also,
if it's
wrong or you're mad, please email Brian personally.
It's from TD Bank. I looked at it, and I was like, okay, I like TD Bank.
But look, I complimented you first... just to turn around and chop your legs out. So
we're getting there, Josh.
We're getting there. But yeah, thank you everybody for listening. We hope everyone has a great Christmas. Hope you gentlemen do as well. And I guess we'll be back maybe a week, maybe two. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, you got that weird week in between Christmas and New Year's, you know, and you got couple days off here and there, so we'll see when the next one goes. So if we see you in 2023, happy new year. If not, we'll see you know, go from there. I did want to just, you know, real quickly say, you know, in the spirit of Christmas, we are so appreciative, obviously, of our clients. So we just finished doing all the Christmas cards that are going out, and and just wanted to let everybody know we partner with the Salvation Army in honor of our clients, and if you get a chance, ring a bell, do something that makes the world a little bit better place,
because that's what it's all about.
It really is.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you next time.